Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
As we approach the hot summer, urban areas need trees. We all feel that. They need them for oxygen. They need them for scenic beauty and shade. And they may have them in the city that you live in, but how many? It's a very important question for urban planners. And this month, the tree census of New York City begins. There are similar censuses around the world in urban areas. Barbara Walters once asked Katharine Hepburn what kind of tree she would want to be in an interview long ago. I have some questions for Jeremy Barrack, Deputy Chief of Forestry, Horticulture, and Natural Resources for the New York City Parks Department. Jeremy, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you're counting trees there in New York?
Yes, we're going to undertake our third street tree census since 1995 in about a week or two.
And I guess you can't really ask trees any questions. You just count them. Do you note the condition of the tree? Do you figure out where it came from, how old it is, anything like that?
Sure. What we're doing is we're actually mapping the trees through a process of linear referencing. And what that means is people start at an intersection with an engineer's rolling wheel, and they measure in from that intersection to the first tree. And once they're at that tree, they're going to take some measurements. They're going to measure the diameter of the tree. They're going to identify the tree species. They're going to note the condition of the tree. And then they're going to take a couple of notes about the conditions around the tree, whether there's infrastructure damage or signs of stewardship.
Signs of stewardship. That would be signs of cars not hitting the tree and people not writing graffiti on the tree.
Correct. It's more, you know, is there a little decorative fence that protects the tree? Are there flowers that have been planted? Does it look like somebody's been watering the tree? Things like that.
And how many years have you done this?
I've been with the Parks Department for about 10 years. I participated in the last census in 2005 as a forester and trained volunteers, and now overseeing the effort this year with a team of about 12 people.
What's the most densely forested street in New York, if you can even say such a thing? 15th Street down on the down in Chelsea?
It's hard to say an individual street. We certainly have our neighborhoods that have, you know, more tree cover than the others. And that's something, you know, that we're going to be really paying close attention to, because when we launched the Million Trees campaign in 2007, we really focused on neighborhoods then that didn't have tree cover.
Is there a place where you really want a tree to survive and it's having a little trouble?
It's a tough environment,
yeah.
You know, an urban environment. And so we like to see them thrive in, you know, residential areas and where there's a dense population of people, given all the benefits that they provide and carbon sequestration and, you know, shade and energy reduction. So obviously the populated areas is key to have trees. And with New York being so populated, we basically need trees across the city. You know, in industrial areas, we've also been planting trees as well, just to help offset some of that, the emissions from the trucking. And so, you know, anywhere there's people, we need trees.
All right, Jeremy, since I have you on the phone, what kind of tree would you want to be?
I would go with a swamp white oak, kind of an odd pick, but it's a fairly fast-growing oak, if there is such a thing. But then it is a solid tree that can handle our urban conditions really well.
Jeremy Barrack, Deputy Chief of Central Forestry at the New York City Parks Department, about to get going with the tree census in the city of New York. Thanks, Jeremy.
All right, thank you.